Thank you very much, Mr. Wozniakoff. Warm greetings from Montreal. I hope you are enjoying the feast and are all in good health. As for myself, I have a bronchitis attack, but I think I can get through this. It's only a sermonette. I've consulted 3 different physicians over the years, and bronchitis is not contagious, so I'm comfortable with that. When a speaker gives a sermonette, it's advisable to open with what is called a specific purpose statement, an SPS. Well, this one comes directly from God's Word, and it is this: pray always and do not lose heart. It's from Luke 18, verse 1. Pray always and do not lose heart. Now, with that specific SPS in mind, let's make our way to Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6, if you please. Ephesians 6 and verse 18. Praying always, Ephesians 6, 18, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Here in Ephesians 6, Paul urges us to pray always with all perseverance and supplication. Now why, you may ask, are we starting out by considering these particular passages? Well, one reason is because they tell us that we are to have a regular and sustained contact with our Father. And one way to do that is by praying to Him often. There's a need being pointed out here in this passage. A necessity, you might say. We need to pray to our God on a regular basis. And this also applies during the Feast of Tabernacles. Also during Tabernacles. You know, there are many activities at the feast. We have services every day. There is much fellowship going on. We are meeting new people and renewing old acquaintances. There is also shopping and restaurant meals. And we often get to bed later than we do during our regular schedule. And let's be honest. With so much going on, there can be a tendency for us to let down a bit on our prayers. It's not deliberate, to be sure, but at the feast, we tend to sometimes shorten our prayers and or pray less often than we normally do. But again, during this feast, we need to keep up our prayers. Now let's take a moment this morning to consider something. Let's reason this out together. We need to pray, yes, but just how does this apply to the feast? Well, what is prayer? It's talking to God. During the feast, we talk often to one another, to our brothers and sisters. Why not spend some time talking with God? Prayer is fellowshipping and spending time with God. We spend a lot of time with one another at the feast. Shouldn't we also spend time with our God? Prayer is having a contact and communication with God. We like having contact and communicating with one another. Should we leave God out? Let's now look at our prayers from a different angle. No. Not a different angle, an additional angle. When we pray to our God, we are pouring out our cares to Him. And it involves asking Him to be part of our lives. This is a need we all have. And that need is here at the feast also, not just during the rest of the year. And in our prayers, we ask Him to protect us and guide us and to hold us in His loving arms. In His loving arms. That's such a wonderful place to be. And He wants to do that. He so wants to protect us and to be our God. Do you remember what Jesus said in both Matthew 23 and Luke 13? He said, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you were not willing. How sad. You were not willing. Aren't you willing to be under His wings, even at the feast? Aren't you willing? You know, for right now, we only pray to our God in spirit. Only in spirit, as we saw in Ephesians 6. But during this feast, and throughout the remainder of our physical lifetime, we Christians only communicate with Him in spirit, in the thoughts. We have His written word, yes, but we don't see Him. We can't touch Him. We can't hear His thunderous voice. He talks to us by His written word, and we answer Him in our prayers. That is good communication. It is very good communication, but it is limited. It is very limited as compared to what we will have in the future. Someday it will be different for us, much different. Please join me in 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. Here in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul gives us an overview of this phenomena. Look at verse 12. 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 12. For now, Paul writes, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Then he goes on to add, now I know in part, but then I shall know as I also am known. Just think. Right now we talk to our Father in our mind, in our thoughts only. That is how it is for now, during this lifetime. But if we keep up our prayers, i.e. if we keep up our communication with our God, then someday we will no longer be flesh and blood. That we will be spirit beings, and we will no longer be looking through a mirror directly. It'll be much better than that. We will be talking to Him face to face. Let's all, every one of us, be determined as we never have been before, to spend time, much time in prayer to our God during this entire feast. Remember, we are here in obedience to Him. We are here to worship Him. He is the one who invited us. He is the one who made it possible for us to get here. My wife and I had much trouble getting here this year. Things kept happening. And also, let's set our minds to maintain that special contact with our God during this entire feast and throughout the remainder of our short physical lives. Because if we do, now let this sink into your mind and always remember it. If you do, take this personally. If you do keep a special contact you have with your Heavenly Father, then at some point in time, you will find yourself standing as a spirit being in the presence of your Maker, your Creator, the greatest, most loving, powerful being in the whole universe. And from that very moment on, you will no longer have to worship Him and talk to Him in your thoughts only, as you do now. It won't be that way. but you will then be able to hear his voice. You will see him, and you will be able to talk with him face to face. And it will be that way forevermore. Pray always, my family. Pray always, including this feast, and never lose heart.